The best station in Cayman, Z99. It's on air with Tim and Terry. It's time for another Skip It or Stream It. We're going to mix it up this week and do a comedy because we've had some heavy films the past couple of weeks. So.
Right, and it's not a comedy movie. It's a comedy special comedian Dimitri Martin. It's called Dimitri Deconstructed, and it's streaming now on Netflix.
You know, I actually have not seen a stand-up of his before this one. But you've been a fan for a while, haven't
you? I've been a fan since mid-2000s. Mm-hmm. I discovered who Dimitri Martin was. I liked his deadpan style of comedy. He's a very unique comic,
right.
I think you could say. And so I've been following him, just little clips on YouTube, though. I've never seen any of his other specials, which I now see are also on Netflix if you want to watch more of his.
Weren't you hooked? I sat down and I went straight through the whole thing, man. It was a good delivery. It was well-paced. I really liked it.
Mm-hmm. And this guy's not just a comedian, and you can tell by that he does so much more. He's an actor, a writer, a director. He's a cartoonist and a musician as well.
Yeah.
And he uses all of those skills throughout his stand-up.
Oh, he does, yeah. This is a great opportunity, since we're reviewing a comedy special, to just play a couple clips. We're not going to ruin the whole thing. We'll just kind of tease it for you.
You like his style of comedy.
I want to go straight to the demon because I thought that was hilarious.
Okay, we should probably set this up.
Yeah, we will.
So he drew this picture, because he is an artist.
Right.
He drew this picture of like a demon, and he was clear to say it's not the devil. There's only one devil, but mm-hmm. this is just a demon. He's a lower level, works in hell.
Right. Yeah.
And he did a little ventriloquist act where he was trying not to move his mouth. He kind of held the microphone in front of his mouth. So he did the demon voice, and then he also did himself talking to the demon.
And this was the demon when he was talking to Dimitri about why Dimitri would go to hell. Okay, he asked him this, and this was the demon's answer.
You watch people parallel park.
That's true, but I mean, it's just kind of funny to just stop and look at him.
Don't do it, head. You move along.
Is that it?
Oh, no, you got plenty more. I'll just sell you a couple.
All right, like what?
When you go to the beach, you pee in the ocean.
Oh, come on. Everybody pees in the ocean.
True.
Yeah, but you swim as close to strangers as you can get, and then you pee.
That's true. All right, well, I got to get back to the show. Is there anything else you want to say?
Yeah, I just want you to know that even if you think this bit is working, you're a shitty ventriloquist at best.
Well, thanks.
Thank you. You suck.
All right. Thanks, everybody. That's the demon.
His delivery reminds me a little bit of Nate Bargatze as well, who I also like for his deadpan.
Yeah.
Both of those guys.
Now, he may not be the best at ventriloquism, but he's very intelligent comedian. He actually mm-hmm. graduated from Yale University.
Yeah, well, a lot of comedians
with a BA in history. Yeah,
you have to be intelligent to be able to see humanity like that and find the joke in everything.
He's also been a contributor on The Daily Show. What I like about his comedy special, it's unlike any other comedy special I'd ever seen. It's shot all in black and white.
Right.
He's got these little props.
Yep.
He also has a lot of visual comedy, so some of it we can't play because it's something that needs to be watched.
Mm-hmm. Like the graph feature, for example. You'll know it when you see it.
Right. Yep. Exactly. Do we have another clip from him as well?
We do, and I wanted to play this one because you remember the other day we were talking about wearing concert t-shirts and how much of a fan of music we are, and we don't wear shirts of people we don't know and all that. And then he made this comment. This is something that really annoys music fans that are into the show. And then something like this goes down.
I love seeing my favorite band through the phone of the asshole who's standing in front of me.
It's just nothing but phones in the air, you know?
Yeah.
It's just... And that's the thing about this special, too. He has a couple of longer segments, like with the demon clip and then the pie chart graphs that he brings out later. But then he's got a bunch of one-liners, too, or like shower thoughts from him.
Right.
You know? And at the end of this...
He's actually kind of known for his deadpan one-liners.
Yeah.
Like deep thoughts, kind of. Yeah.
So I was just going to play one of those as well. This was from the beginning of the special. He's talking to a cashier. Apparently being accused, Dimitri was, of having a counterfeit $100 bill. Or the cashier was giving him eyes about it.
Right.
So this was his response when that happened.
I'll pay another way here. Just give me back my $100. I'm going to pay with Bitcoin. Oh, here you go. This is just a coin with the word bit written on it. Yeah, I'm doing a bit. I'm a comedian, so it's just... I'm doing a bit, you know what I mean? So it's like a play on words, kind of a little prop joke for you.
It's perfect. And now this is the first of two specials he's going to have this year. I don't know if you saw that.
Okay,
there's another
one
coming out. So yeah, there's two of them this year. at the end of this one, he was talking about having a mental laxative because he's got too many words in his mind. So that was the setup for the second one.
Well, I think he's a brilliant comic. He's just up my alley. He might not be for everybody, but you know, if you're just discovering Dimitri Martin, I think you'll love it. But I've been a fan. I mean, he's been doing stand-up since 1997. I've been a fan since, you know, mid-2000s of his. So I 100%, in my opinion, say stream it.
He's an experienced comic, and he doesn't even look... He looks like he's in his 20s.
I know, and he just turned 50 this year. Can you believe it?
I say stream it as well, 100%. You won't be disappointed, and it's only about an hour. It's well worth your time.
It just flies by.
Absolutely. Dimitri Martin. Stream it today. It's out on Netflix.
Dimitri Deconstructed.